Okay, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 早上好。
We'll begin today's fellowship with a word of prayer.
我们先来有一些祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we want to bow down and worship you.
我们想要来敬拜你。
We are so grateful that you still give us this opportunity that we can come together.
我们深深地感谢你，因为你又给了我们一个机会，让我们聚集在你的面前。
That we may learn to hear from you.
我们可以学习来听见你的声音。
That we may have fellowship in your presence.
我们也能够学习在你的同在当中来交通。
Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will lead this fellowship this morning.
主，实在是向你祷告，愿你的圣灵在今天早上能够引领这一次的交通。
I pray that you will set our spirit free.
愿你实在是释放我们的灵。
And we may hear from you.
使我们好让我们听见你的声音。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. So, brothers and sisters, we'll first read a couple of verses from the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们，我们先来读一些经文。
First, let's turn our book to the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书12章。
We're going to read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
我们要读希伯来书12章1、2、3节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
希伯来书12章第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。Verse 2第二节
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
第二节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
In verse 3,
第三节,
For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Next, we're going to read verse 10.
希伯来书12章第10节。
For they discipline us for a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplined us for our good, so that we may share his holiness.
希伯来书12章10节。 深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
And finally, we're going to turn to the book of Romans.
最后我们读罗马书。Romans
chapter 5.
罗马书第5章。Verse
8.
第8节。Romans
chapter 5. Verse 8.
罗马书5章8节。But
God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。So
in this book of Hebrews chapter 12,
在希伯来书12章这里,
in verse 1,
第一节,
the first thing we should realize is that we are running a race.
我们首先要意识到的是我们正在跑一段赛程,
an upward calling.
这是一个从上头来的呼召,
for the reward that has been set for you and me by God.
为要我们得着在神里面为我们存留的奖赏。
Now the important reminder is that we are not just being called into a race.
这里一个很重要的提醒是，我们不是仅仅的被呼召进入到这一段路程。
But we are really called to run and to finish this race.
事实上，我们是被呼召跑完全程。
Now in this race, we know that we have been surrounded by a great cloud of faithful witnesses.
在这段路程当中，我们知道我们是被一群如云彩般信实的见证人所围绕。
And if you read the previous chapter, chapter 11,
如果我们读希伯来书第十一章,
it talks about many, many faithful witnesses from the Old Testament.
希伯来书第十一章这里列举了非常多在旧约里面信实的见证人。
Now in the Revelation chapter 3,
在启示录第三章这里,
verse 14,
第十四节,
we know that Jesus himself is the faithful and true witness.
我们知道耶稣他自己是为诚信真实见证的那一位。
So when I was reading this,
当我读十二章一节的时候
I was very encouraged by this word surrounded.
十二章一节这里围着这个词非常的鼓励到我。
Because in Acts chapter 28 verse 20,
因为在使徒行传二十八章二十节那里
it was also translated as bound in chains.
那里也有用到这个词但是它的翻译是说被锁链捆锁
So I just realized that I'm part of this whole thing
所以我意识到我是这其中的一份子
I'm bounded by this great cloud of witness in the house of God
我是在神的家中被这一群如云彩般的见证人捆锁着
And Jesus is at the center as that faithful and true witness
而围绕的中心就是耶稣自己就是那一位为诚信真实做见证的
But now how can we run to the finish line?
那我们如何能够跑完全程直至终点呢
And in verse 1 it gives us two important reminders
希伯来书12章1节这里给了我们两个重要的提醒
The first one
第一个提醒
is to lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us.
第一个提醒,当放下各样的重担,脱去容易缠勒我们的罪。
And the second,
第二个提醒,
is to run with endurance the race that is set before us.
存心忍耐,奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So what is encumbrance?
所以什么是重担呢?
Encumbrance means heavy weight or load.
重担代表了沉重的负担或者说负荷。
Things that we take up on our shoulders, but will slow us down.
就是我们背负在肩上，但是却会拖缓我们脚步的事物。
Now these could be from our job.
这可以出自我们的工作。
From our business.
来自于我们做的生意。
Maybe from our school.
可能也来自于我们的学校的学习。
Or family.
又或者是家庭。
That is to say that these encumbrances seem to take many different shapes and forms in our lives.
这就可以看见在我们每个人的生命当中这个重担都是以不同的表现形式呈现出来的。
But if you notice in this verse,
但是如果你看第一节,
the word every encumbrance and the sin,
各样的重担和那一个罪,
here is a singular term.
罪在这里是个单数词。
So it seems to imply that despite there are many different formsOf encumbrance.
这似乎是在告诉我们，无论这个重担有多少不同的形式，但是只关乎一个根基的问题，就是那个罪。
There's only one fundamental problem.
就是一个根基的问题，就是那个罪。
The old sinful nature of our flesh.
就是我们肉体老旧的罪性。
And it says that it is so easily entangles us.
这里告诉我们，这一个罪的特性是非常容易的缠累我们。
Isn't that so true?
这是真实的吗？
For Christians,
对于基督徒来说
it is like the sinful nature from ourselves is always ready to take over.
我们自己的罪性好像随时在那边预备好要将我们取代
Trying to gain control of our lives.
试着要控制我们的生活
And to make us go back to the old way of life.
为了让我们再回到老旧生命的道路中
Do you remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13?
我们记得主耶稣在马太福音十三章那里说的比喻吗？
There is a parable of the four different soils.
他说了四种不同的土壤。
And remember, what is the third one?
你记得第三种吗？
For the seed sown in the thorns.
就是将种子撒在荆棘地里。
The word of God being choked out.
那神的道就会被挤住。
By the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches.
当世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑进来的时候，神的道就被挤住了。
So how do we overcome this?
我们要如何得胜呢?
Now the key word here is to lay aside.
这里的关键字在于放下。
It says to lay aside every encumbrance and the sin.
这里说要放下各样的重担并那一个罪。
Now there is a difference between responsibility and encumbrance.
我们要注意的是责任与重担是不同的。
So let me try to give a little bit of explanation.
让我做一点点的解释。
You know, we all have our own responsibilities in our family.
我们在家庭当中都有自己当尽的责任。
In our school,
在学校当中也是。
Or at work,
在工作当中亦如是。
Now, in the secular world, it often seems that more responsibilities equates to more stress.
在世俗的世界当中，更多的责任就等同于更多的压力。
More anxiety.
更多的焦虑。
More sleepless nights.
等同于更少的睡眠在晚上。
But maybe a bigger paycheck.
或许你能得到更高的报酬。
But for Christians,
但是对于基督徒来说，
there is a very important lesson that we have to learn.
我们在这里有一个非常重要的功课要学习。
That is that we are to be responsible.
我们需要负上自己的责任。
But we don't get bogged down by these worries of life.
但我们不应该被生命当中的忧虑，就是被它陷在那个沼泽里面。
Now there is a lot of implications for our inner heart condition.
如何区分责任和重担，这个就关乎到我们心的那一个光景。
And that is what the Lord has been constantly dealing with us.
这也是神一直在对付我们的问题。
So the key here is to lay aside every encumbrance.
这里的关键在于说放下各样的重担。
And to put off the old.
要脱去旧人。
And put on the new in Christ.
在基督里面穿上新人。
That we will have the true freedom to pursue the Lord.
就好使我们在追求主的过程当中找到那一个真实的自由。
Because we can cast all our anxiety, our cares upon him.
因为我们可以将一切的忧虑卸给他。
For he cares for us.
因为他顾念我们。
Now to the second reminder.
第二个提醒我们的点是。
Here it says that let us run with endurance.
他这里说到让我们以忍耐来跑完全程。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
you know, a race usually gets more and more difficult towards the end.
当赛程越接近终点的时候，我们的奔跑就会越发的艰难。
And the first one to finish this race is usually the last one to quit.
第一个得胜的一定是最后一个放弃的。
And this is a test for endurance.
这对我们的忍耐来说是一个考验。
And for this race that we are running today,
在这个赛程里，
We really need a lot of endurance.
我们实在是需要非常多的忍耐。
But where does this spiritual endurance come from?
那灵里的忍耐从何而来呢?
In verse 2,
在第二节这里,
it says fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
第二节这里告诉我们要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
if God didn't open our spiritual eyes,
如果神不打开我们灵里的眼睛,
no matter how hard we try to see Jesus,
无论我们多么努力地尝试要看见耶稣,
we won't be able to see him,
我们都不可能看见他,
because we are born spiritually blind,
因为我们生来就是灵里瞎眼的,
but thank God,
但是感谢神,
it is God's good pleasure to reveal his son to us,
神喜悦并且乐意将他的儿子启示给我们。
And the more we can turn our eyes away from other things,
我们的眼目越能从其他的事物中转回,
the better we can focus on Jesus.
我们就越能专注于耶稣,
the more we can focus,
我们越多地注视于耶稣,
the better we can run with this steadfastness and endurance in this race.
我们就越能以坚定不移的忍耐跑完全程。
Because he is that faithful and true witness.
因为他是那一位为诚信真实做见证的。
And he is the author and perfecter of our faith.
他也是我们信心的创始成终者。
In verse 3,
在第三节这里,
it says, consider him who has endured.
在第三节这里告诉我们, 要思想他, 因为他曾忍受过。
So that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
免得你疲倦,灰心。
Indeed,
是的,
things will get more and more difficult as we are getting closer and closer to the finish line.
是的,越接近终点,事情就会变得越发艰难。
And at some point,
到了一个点,
our faith may be challenged.
我们的信心可能会受到挑战。
Our foundation may be shaken.
我们的根基也可能会被动摇。
But do we take this opportunity to let the Lord shake away anything that doesn't have any eternal value?
那我们有抓住这个机会荣耀神在我们身上震动掉所有一切没有永恒价值的事物吗?
You know, this pandemic has been a great testing of our faith.
你知道这一次的疫情对于我们的信心来说实在是一个巨大的考验。
During the past few months,
在过去的几个月中,
I have witnessed how the Lord has revealed my true spiritual conditions before him.
在过去的几个月中我实在见证了神是如何在我身上 光照出我真正的属灵光景。
In the start of the pandemic,
在疫情刚开始的时候
I had this self-confidence like early Peter.
我对自己很有自信，就像早年的彼得一样。
Even though I didn't express it outwardly,
即便我外面并没有显示出来
but inside my heart,
但是在我内心深处
somehow I had this self-confidence.
我不知道为什么对自己很有信心。
I said to myself,
我对我自己说
even if all stumble, I will never stumble.
众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。
But as the pandemic drags on longer and longer,
但是当这个疫情越拖越久的时候
I started to realize I got so exhausted of all these online meetings.
我发现对所有的这一些线上的聚会，我的灵力都觉得越发枯竭。
And over the past few months,
特别是过去的几个月
more recently,
最近
I even fell asleep during some of these online Bible study meetings on Friday night.
我甚至在礼拜五的查经聚会当中有好几次都睡着了。
And as I've shared this struggle with some of the brothers and sisters before,
我之前也和一些弟兄姊妹们分享过我的这个挣扎。
I was really, really disappointed with myself.
我真的非常非常对自己失望。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
The Lord says here in verse 3,
主在第三节这里告诉我
Consider him who has endured.
要思想他，因为他曾忍受过。
That's the secret of our spiritual endurance.
这就是我们属灵忍耐的秘诀。
When we consider the endurance of Jesus Christ,
当我们思想耶稣的忍耐时
how he endured the cross,
他是如何忍受了十架
despising the shame,
又是如何轻看羞辱
and his patience towards sinners,
又是如何的宽容我们这样的罪人
it really helps us to have a better understanding about his long-suffering love.
这实在是帮助我们更好的来理解它向着我们那个长久忍耐的爱。
And only by that we can have patience on ourselves and for others.
只有这样我们才能够对人对己都宽容以待。
And to let God to continue to do his work in our lives.
容让神在我们的身上持续地做完他的工。
And that will take time.
这是要花时间的。
During this process,
在这一个过程当中
we may not feel very comfortable.
我们不会觉得很舒适。
But that's the only way for anything with eternal value.
但这也是唯一的一条路，好让我们进入到有永恒价值的事物中。
You know, recently I learned this lesson the hard way.
最近我很困难的才学到这个功课。
Because I was so impatient with the Lord's work in my life.
因为我对主在我身上的工作非常没有耐心。
I always want the Lord to do his work quickly on me.
我总是希望神能在我身上快点完工。
Perhaps I wanted to let it.Finish and so that I can sit back and relax.
或许我觉得从此以后我就可以轻轻松松地休息了。
But because of this unrealistic expectation,
但因为这个非常不切实际的幻想
I was so frustrated.
我十分的沮丧懊恼。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢主。
He encouraged me in my despair.
他鼓励我。
To look onto Jesus.
要仰望耶稣。
To fix your eyes on him.
定睛于他。
To consider him.
要思想他。
Thank the Lord for that.
为此感谢主。
So to the final point, I just want to share on the matter of spiritual discipline.
第三点，我想要交通一下灵里的管教。
And for the children of God,
对于神的儿女来说
I think this is a very important matter.
我想这是一件非常重要的事情。
In verse 9 and 10 in this chapter,
在希伯来书12章9到10节这里
We will find that the Father of spirits discipline us for our good so that we may share his holiness.
我们看见万灵的父管教我们是要我们得益处使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Now from the Bible we know that God himself is holy.
从圣经当中我们知道神他自己是圣洁的。
And we are to be holy because God is holy.
我们要圣洁因为神是圣洁的。
And without holiness no one will see God.
非圣洁没有人能得见主。
In fact, this word holiness means sanctify or purify.
事实上圣洁的意思是说成圣又或者说洁净。
And the phrase to be holy means to be set apart exclusively for God.
这个词说要圣洁的意思是我们是单单的分别为圣出来归给神。
And because of that,
因此
the Lord has to do his work of purifying and sanctifying in us.
主就不得不在我们身上做成圣和洁净的工作。
And indeed,
实在来说
the Father of spirits has already entrusted us to the Holy Spirit.
万灵的父已经将我们交托给了圣灵。
not just to teach us to know about God's holiness from the outside,
不仅仅是从外面来教导我们什么是神的圣洁,
but to transform us from the inside out,
而是要将我们从里到外的来转变过来,
to become the true partaker of His holiness,
成为真正与他的圣洁有份的人。
You know, without the discipline of God,
如果我们脱离了神的管教,
it seems like that we may know a lot of spiritual principles from the Bible.
我们似乎也能够从圣经当中知道非常多美妙的属灵原则。
But yet, when we come to applying them into our lives,
但是一碰到实际的应用,
we find ourselves so powerless.
我们就会发现自己是无能为力的。
And oftentimes, this spiritual discipline involves going through our failures.
通常来说，灵里的管教一定涉及到我们自身的失败。
And only by then,
只有如此，
we can truly be humble before the Lord.
我们才能够真的在主面前谦卑下来。
And to have the true appreciation of His grace.
对他的恩典有真正的感谢。
That will sustain us day by day.
因为他的恩典是每一天托住我们。
Moment by moment.
每一时刻都托住我们。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
I would just end with a word of encouragement here.
最后我想彼此有点勉励。
You know, it is truly the love of God that He disciplined us.
你知道,这的确是神的爱才让他来管教我们。
And if we ever have any question about God's love for us,
如果我们曾经怀疑过神向着我们的爱,
consider Romans 5:8.
那就请思想一下罗马书第五章。
And ask the Holy Spirit to really show us what that really means.
请思想一下罗马书第五章第八节，然后请求圣灵真的是指教我们这一节的意思。
And I'll just read it for all of us.
我想再我们读一遍。
Romans 5:8.
罗马书五章八节。
But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
You know, God's love for us is rested upon the fact that Christ has died for sinners like us.
神向着我们的爱是扎根在基督为罪人死的这一个事实上。
And because the latter is an eternal fact.
因为基督为罪人死，这个是个永恒的事实。
And so we can be rest assured that the love of God for us shall never change.
所以我们就有这个确据，神向着我们的爱是永不改变的。
So despite all the tough times that we're going through right now,
尽管我们现在正在经历所有的艰难，
in all the families,
可能所有的家庭都如此。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will pour out the love of God within our hearts.
我真的是祷告。愿神借着他的圣灵将他的爱浇灌在我们的心里
so that we may turn our eyes back onto Jesus
好让我们的眼目从其他事情转回能够仰望耶稣
and to finish running this race of the upward calling
能够跑完这个从上头来的属天的路程
and to be truly set apart exclusively for God
能够真的成为分别为圣出来单单归给主的人
to love him
爱他
serve him
侍奉他
and to honor him
尊崇他
That will conclude my sharing.
这就是我的分享。
弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们要再次感谢我们的神。
Once again, I want to give thanks to our Lord.
刚刚借着我们弟兄提醒我们是在跑这个赛程。
That through our brother, he was able to remind us that we are running this race.
真是感谢主，我们跑这个赛程并不是靠我们自己的能力。
And so we thank the Lord that although we are running this race, it is not through our own strength that we are running.
我们弟兄也提醒我们，我们是靠着神的灵。
And our brother was also reminding us that it was truly by the Lord's Spirit.
我们也感谢神，神是当主耶稣基督升到高天的时候，他把圣灵赐下来。
And we thank the Lord that when the Lord Jesus went back into heaven, that He sent His Spirit down to us.
所以圣灵今天一直与我们同在。
And so we thank Him that the Holy Spirit is with us always today.
也带领我们在这地上过在地上的生活。
And that He is living this daily life with us.
特别在今年我们知道因为疫情的关系。
And we know especially this year that through this pandemic.
而且 也是当然常常是有一些世界上这些局势的变动。
But there's a lot of turmoil and things going on in this earth.
但是我们做神的儿女的我们来到神的面前。
But that we who are His children, that as we come before Him.
我们心里真是有这样一个 笃定，确信。
That we can have this assurance and this peace.
也不管世界如何的翻腾。
And no matter how tumultuous this world becomes.
我们都有一个荣耀的盼望。
That we have this glorious hope.
就是基督在我们里面。
And that is that Christ is in us.
因为我们知道我们人生活在世上。
And we know that as we live this life.
真的有一个盼望是给我们一个最大的动力。
And that our hope is something that drives us.
因为如果我们没有盼望的话。
Because if we do not have hope,
我们的光景会非常的悲惨。
And our outlook can be very bleak.
作为神的儿女呢，我们彼此可以这样勉励。
And so we can encourage one another as children of God.
因为基督在你里面，在我里面。
Because we can encourage one another that Christ is in you and Christ is in me.
是我们成为我们一个荣耀的盼望。
And so that can be our glorious hope.
那不仅如此，神也给我们一个非常宝贵的应许。
And the Lord has also given us a wonderful promise.
我们也可以说，在所有圣经里面应许里面，这是一个最大的应许。
And we can say that this is one of the biggest promises in the Bible.
那就是主要再来。
And that is His return.
我们知道，我们保罗弟兄他在哥林多书信里面用了一个字叫做 Maranatha.
And we know that the Apostle Paul wrote in the book of 1 Corinthians this word Maranatha.
这个话就是。主啊，愿你来。
And this word Maranatha means come, O Lord.
我觉得我们实在是感谢神。
And so we thank the Lord.
因为在启示录22章20节是这样告诉我。
Because in Revelation chapter 22 verse 20 it says,
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。
He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming quickly.
这个证明这事的就是主自己。
And the one who testifies is the Lord himself.
因为主自己在这里说，是了，我必快来。
And because he is saying, yes, I am coming quickly.
那我们注意到了，在这里主不仅仅是说我必来。
And the Lord is not just saying, I am coming.
他还说我必快来。
And he is emphasizing this word quickly.
所以我们感谢神。
And so we thank him.
神说的话就一定会应验。
That the words he says will come into fruition.
所以我们所有蒙恩的儿女们，这是我们一个最大的盼望，也是我们知道这应许就快要实现。
Because we who are his children have this wonderful hope, and we know that this will come about very quickly.
所以我们这个盼望，这个宝贵的应许，这就是帮助我们在这地上过这样一个生活。
That we have this hope and that we have this promise that we can live on this earth.
那我们也知道在主再来之前呢，主在圣经上给我们很多宝贵的话语。
And we know that before his return that he has given us these wonderful words.
他愿意让我们能够照这些宝贵的话语在这地上过一个讨他喜悦的生活。
That through these words that we can live a life that is pleasing to him.
那我今天早上呢，我们有点负担，我们一起来交通以弗所书5章16节。
So my burden today is to share on the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Making the most of your time because the days are evil.
这一节经文呢，原文有个词哈，是事实上是用赎回这个字。
And the original translation is to redeem the time.
所以我们用原文再把这一节经文念一遍。
And so we can say it again, once again in the original text.
要赎回光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
好，我们现在再有一点祷告。
So let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们谢谢你早晨与我们同在。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for this morning you are here with us.
因为你的同在就是我们能够服侍你最大的保障。
Through your presence that we can have this opportunity to serve you.
我们再把以下所要交通的恭敬仰望在主的手里。
And so the following fellowship, Lord, we place into your hands.
我们把所有讲的、翻的和在听的，主啊，我们都一起仰望在你的手里。
And so, Lord, we place the speaker, the interpreter, and those who are listening all into your hands.
主啊，愿你使用这个时间。
May you use this time.
好叫你自己的名再次得着荣耀。
So that your name can once again be glorified.
我们要把感谢赞美来归给你。
We once again want to give you our thanks and praise.
听我们这样的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Amen.
所以这些经文讲到光阴就是讲到时间。
And so this verse speaks on this idea of time.
因为我们知道时间实在是神给我们在这地上的一个机会。
And we know that time is something that is given to us by the Lord as an opportunity.
因为我们知道我们所有蒙恩得救的儿女有一天要进到永远。
Because we know that we who are saved, that one day we will enter into eternity.
那我们也知道说永远并不是一个时间的无限的延长。
We know that eternity is not constrained by time.
并不是说好像时间一直没有结束就是永远。
And it's not that if time never ends, that is eternity.
那永远是完全一个不同的状态。
And eternity is something entirely different.
所以换句话说，时间上是有限的。
And so we can say that there is a time limit here on this earth.
那我们也知道，比如说我们每个人每天都是有24小时。
For example, we know that everyone here on this earth has has 24 hours.
那我们知道这个是一个不变的律。
And this is a law that never changes.
那我们也知道说，不论你，也许是一个无名小卒。
And we know that even if you are a nobody.
或者你像，也许你是像就业代理一样，在国内是在居高位的。
Or if you are like Daniel, who is somebody that is lifted up in the government.
或者说你也许读了很多书。
Or if you have read many books.
或者是你也许读了并没有那么多书。
Or if you haven't read that many books.
不管怎样，我们每个人呢，都是神都给我们24小时一天的时间。
No matter who you are, the Lord has given us 24 hours in a day.
在这节经文里面，神告诉我们说要赎回光阴。
And so through this verse, the Lord is reminding us to redeem this time.
所以我们第一点看到就是说主很看顾我们在这地上的生活。
And so this first point is that the Lord is really emphasizing this time aspect.
因为我们主在这里讲到说时间，所以我们第一个感觉就是主也要我们看重这个时间。
And so because he reminds us to redeem this time, we must truly focus on using this time wisely.
因为我们知道这个时间
Because we know that time
是我们刚才讲过是有限的
It is limited.
那我们知道让我们现在正在交通的时候
And as we're fellowshipping now,
时间是一分一秒都在过去
Every second and every minute it is passing.
我想所有人都知道说时间过去就不再回来
And we trust that everyone knows that time that is spent it cannot be gained back.
所以我们真是要宝贵我们在这地上的时间。
And so we truly need to cherish this time that we have.
所以说刚才我们读到中文的翻译的时候，中文是用爱惜这个字。
And the Chinese translation is to cherish.
啊，这里因为我们就知道说这个翻译。也算有包含这其中的意义。
And there's a meaning behind this.
因为如果你看重时间，你才会去要保爱惜这个时间。
And if you see that time is something of importance, then you will cherish that.
那在英文里面呢，有一本翻译就是要善加利用这个时间。
And in the English translation, it is to make the most of this time.
啊，这就是说，也是说要把时间看得非常宝贵。
And it is to see that this is something that is very precious.
所以你就会想要说善加利用你的每一分每一秒。
And we need to make the most of every second and every minute.
所以我们感觉到这些经文第一个给我们的看见就是说我们要宝贵这个时间。
And so through this verse that we can see that the Lord is reminding us to hold this time as something that is very precious.
因为我们知道我们在地上生活，我们蒙恩得救的圣徒在地上生活，其实有一个很大的方面。
Because we who are saved, that we have this opportunity.
那这个这一方面就是我们就要操练我们在魂里面的得救。
And that we need to truly see the salvation of our souls.
那彼得也告诉我们说，事实上我们的信心哈，操练到一个程度的时候，到一个结果就是魂的得救。
And we know that the apostle Peter has reminded us that the result of our faith is the salvation of our souls.
所以我们知道这种操练也就只有当我们还在时间里面可以做得到。
And we know that this is something that can only be done through time.
所以这是非常宝贵的。
And so it is something very precious.
那第二点我们看见说神在这里告诉我们说要赎回光阴。
And, we see here the second part is that we need to redeem the time.
神在这里是用赎回。
And we see that the Lord is using the word redeem.
所以讲到赎回呢，我们第一个会有感觉就是这是要付代价的。
So when we speak of redeeming something, it is to pay a price.
因为我们蒙恩的儿女们，我们都很清楚主耶稣基督为了救我们付了极大的代价。
And we know as children of God that the Lord has redeemed us through with a great price.
这个代价真是我们可以说是宇宙里面一个最大的一个赎价。
And we know, and we can speak on this redemption cost as something that is one of the greatest prices paid through time.
因为我们知道在圣经上清楚地告诉我们。
And we know that the Bible tells us very clearly.
在罗马书七章十四节。
That in Romans chapter 7 verse 14.
那里讲到说我们是卖给罪了。
That it speaks on how we are sold into the bondage to sin.
那在约翰福音八章三十四节也讲到。
And in John chapter 8 verse 34.
我们这些所有犯罪的人
It speaks of us who are sinners,
我们都是罪的奴隶
that we are a slave of sin.
所以现在主耶稣基督他要救赎我们从罪里面救赎我们出来
And so the Lord Jesus was to save us from this condition of sin.
那我们实在看见他付了非常非常大的代价
And we can see that he paid this great price.
我们可以说从灵、从魂、从体这三方面，我们主耶稣基督都经历了极大的痛苦。
That in three aspects, the Lord, in the three aspects of the spirit, the soul, and the body, that the Lord paid a great price.
是主耶稣基督在灵里面付了什么代价呢
And ？So what did the Lord Jesus pay through the spirit？
他在灵里面所付的代价是他也必须与神与父神分离。
And so through the Spirit, we know that he paid the cost of being separated from the Father.
对，我们知道主耶稣基督自己在世上的时候说过。
And we know that the Lord Jesus, while he was here on this earth, he said,
他说我与父原为一。
That I and my Father are one.
所以我们看见说，但是为了救我们的关系，他要付出这个极大的代价。
And so because in order to save us, he paid the great price.
就是原来是一的，现在分开来。
Although they were united, they became separate.
所以我们可以想象这个痛苦是何等的大。
And so we know that this is something of great pain.
我们也知道有很多读经的弟兄姊妹告诉我们说，事实上这个与父神分开这个代价，也许是主耶稣基督付了一个最大的代价。
And we know that many Bible scholars tell us that this great price of being separated with the Father, this is one of the greatest sacrifices made by the Lord Jesus.
这个痛苦甚至超过他在魂里面在身体上所受的痛苦。
And this pain that he suffered is something that is greater than the suffering through his soul or through his body.
那我们再看在魂上面主耶稣基督所付的代价是什么呢
And so let's look at the soul and what price that the Lord Jesus paid.
我们可以在克西马医院里面我们那在圣经上所记载的一些情况我们可以看出来。
And we can see that in the Garden of Gethsemane, that some experiences that he went through.
因为在马太福音二十六章三十八节这里有说到。
And in Matthew chapter 26 verse 38 tells us.
这主自己说的话。
And this is something that the Lord spoke himself.
他说我心里甚是忧伤几乎要死。
Then he said to them, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death.
几乎要死。
And this is to the point of death.
那我们知道主耶稣基督在这里看见他受了极大的魂里面受了极大的痛苦。
And so we can see here that in the soul that he was greatly pained.
那在下一节就是马太福音二十六章三十九节里面主甚至这样祷告。
And in the next verse, in verse 39, the Lord prays.
主说我父啊倘若可行求你叫这杯离开我。
He says, and he prays, my father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me.
那我们就知道说主在魂里面受的痛苦是何等的大。
And we know that this was a great pain in his soul.
因为他甚至要必须要这样祷告他说我父啊倘若可行求你叫这杯离开我。
And he said, let this cup pass from me, yet not my will, but thine.
但是我们感谢神。
And so we thank the Lord.
因为主知道他自己来到这世上的目的。
And because the Lord Jesus knew his purpose of coming to this earth.
因为我们神是有旨意的神。
And because he is a God of purpose.
所以接下来他就说出继续祷告说这句话说然而不要照我的意思只要照你的意思。
And so he following, he prayed, yet not as I will, but as you will.
这实在是一个非常宝贵的话语。
And so this is something that is a very precious word.
那我个人觉得其实这个祷告也是在教导我们所有神的儿女们一个祷告。
And this prayer is something that truly teaches all of those who follow the Lord.
因为我完全相信主自己知道他要该做什么事。
And we know that, and we trust that the Lord Jesus knew what he was supposed to do.
所以当他这样祷告的时候他实际上是为着我们。
And so when he prayed this prayer, he was doing it for us.
所以他就是告诉我们所有蒙恩得救的儿女我们都应该祷告的时候要说不要照我的意思乃要照你的意思。
And so all of his children, as we pray, we should pray not as I will, but as you will.
但不管怎样我们看在这里看见说在克西马尼园里面这个记载我们看见主我们亲爱的主耶稣基督在魂里面受了何等大的痛苦。
And so through these verses, that we can see that this event that happened in Gethsemane, that the Lord was greatly pained through his soul.
那最后我们看到在身体上主所付的代价。
And let's look at the price that he paid through his body.
那我们现在都知道十字架的刑罚是一个非常残忍的一个刑罚。
And we know that the execution through, the cross is something that is very, brutal.
因为这个刑罚是让人慢慢折磨一个人慢慢的死去。
And it is a very slow death upon the cross.
因为我们还记得说当主耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候。
And we know and we remember that as the Lord was being nailed to the cross.
也有两个罪犯跟他一起一个钉在他左一个在他左边一个在他右边。
And there was two criminals that was nailed with him, one on his left and one on his right.
我们还记得圣经上的记载。
And we remember the Bible reminds us.
这两个罪犯和主耶稣基督还有讲话。
And that these criminals, spoke to the Lord.
所以我们可以想象说他们在被钉十字架的时候他们的头脑里面还是有感觉的。
And so as you're being nailed to the cross, you can see that they still have, thoughts.
所以他们那时候还可以说话。
And that they're still conscious and they can speak.
但是科学家告诉我们说十字架的死就是这样慢慢折磨你到死。
But experts tell us that the death upon the cross is one that is very slow.
所以十字架是非常残酷的一个刑罚。
And so it is a very brutal execution.
但主耶稣基督为了救我们。
But the Lord, because he was sent to save us.
所以他愿意在他的身体上付出这样的代价。
So that through his body he paid this great price.
所以我们可以看见说主耶稣基督为了赎回我们的生命。
And so we can see that through, that by redeeming our spirits that the Lord went through all these.
在灵和魂和身体上主耶稣基督都付出代价。
That the Lord Jesus paid this great price through the spirit, soul, and the body.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神今天并没有叫我们去钉十字架。
But the Lord does not tell us to go be nailed to a cross.
因为要救赎生命的事只有神的儿子才能做。
Because the redemption of our spirits, is only something that can be done through the Son.
因为只有神的儿子是神的羔羊。
Because the Son of God is the Lamb of God.
只有他能够满足神公义的要求。
And only He can pay this price.
但在这些经文里面以弗所书这些经文里面主是告诉我们说要赎回光阴。
And so through this verse in Ephesians, the Lord is reminding us to redeem the time.
所以主要我们付出代价在时间方面要把它赎回来。
And so the Lord is reminding us that we must pay the price in time to redeem it.
所以呢虽然我们不用被钉十字架。
So although we do not need to be nailed to a cross physically.
但是在赎回光阴方面主耶稣基督的确告诉我们一个原则。
But the Lord is reminding us that through redeeming this time.
因为在路加福音九章二三节主耶稣基督这样说。
In Luke chapter 9 verse 23, the Lord is reminding us.
主告诉我们说要天天背起我们自己的十字架来跟从他。
And we must take up his cross daily and follow.
就每个人都必须背起自己的十字架。
And so each and every one of us must bear our individual crosses.
所以这就是我们赎回光阴的一个方法。
And so this is a opportunity for us to redeem the time.
我想弟兄姐妹注意到这里讲到是天天。
And so if you note, there's a key word, and that key word is daily.
这就是跟时间联系上。
And this is a connection to time.
欢迎我们每天过这个过这个每一天的生活的时候。
And that as we live our daily lives,
我们都应该能够背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
That we must pick up and take up our own crosses and follow him.
所以十字架实在是一个神非常宝贵的一个意念。
And so this cross is a wonderful reminder to each and every one of us.
神借着十字架救赎我们的生命。
That the Lord, through the cross, he was able to buy back us.
那他也愿意我们背起自己的十字架。
And he reminds us to take up our cross daily.
我们可以赎回光阴。
So that we can redeem the time.
所以十字架实在是不仅仅是一个道理而已。
And so this cross is not just an idea.
它实在是应该是我们每天一个生活的一个准则。
But that it can be a daily experience.
所以我们感谢神。
And so we thank the Lord.
所以神要我们来赎回光阴。
And so the Lord reminds us to redeem this time.
所以神就是要告诉我们在这方面我们要付出代价。
And so the Lord reminding us that we must pay this price.
那我们最后一点来看的就是在赎回这个这实际上是一个动作。
And so the last point that I would like to make is that through this redemption process that there must be action.
那换句话说如果呢你应当赎回但是你可以选择不赎回。
And so you can choose or not to redeem the time.
所以这是对我们一个很大的提醒。
And so this is a great reminder to us.
因为我们记得在旧约中路德记里面有这样一段记载。
And so we are reminded that in the book of Ruth in the Old Testament, there's an event.
因为那时候波阿斯呢，波阿斯就要去想要去赎回一块地。
And we know that in that book, the character Boaz wanted to redeem a plot of land.
那我们知道波阿斯呢就是出现在主耶稣基督家谱里面的一个人物。
And we know that Boaz is directly in the line of Christ.
因为那时候他有一个亲戚呢那个亲戚已经过世了。
And he had a family member who passed away.
那按照旧约的律法呢他可以去赎回那块地。
And through the Jewish laws that he could redeem that plot of land.
但是呢神的律法也是这样说如果谁还比他有更亲那个死人的话那个人有权利去先去赎回。
But we know that in that law, there is also one that says that if there is someone who is closer with family ties, that that person can first lay the claim.
所以波阿斯必须要遵守神的律法。
And so Boaz had to go through the law.
所以他就跟那位比他更亲的一个亲属呢就跟他有一些交通。
And he said to the family member,
他就跟他说你有权赎这块地所以你应该去赎。
And he said to him, you have a right to redeem this land, so you should go and redeem it.
然后那个人好像也很爽快他就说我可以赎。
And that person said to Boaz that I can redeem it.
但是波阿斯也告诉他说如果你赎这块地同时呢你要把这个死人的妻子就是那位寡妇路德也要把她娶过来。
And so Boaz also reminded him that if you are to redeem this land, then you must also redeem the widowed wife.
因为这样好叫呢，他们可以生下的孩子呢，可以归给那个死人的名，使那个死人有后代。
And so that the family can continue on in its in its family line.
那接下来我们可以打开路德记哈四章六节，我们来读一下那个人这时候的反应。
And in Ruth chapter 4 verse 6, that family member has a response.
我来读一下。
Let's read together.
那人说，这样我就不能赎了。
Then the redeemer said, I cannot redeem it for myself.
恐怕与我的产业有碍。
Otherwise, I would jeopardize my own inheritance.
你可以赎我所当赎的。
Redeem it for yourself.
我不能赎了。
You may have my right of redemption, since I cannot redeem it.
所以我们看见说，这时候那个人他就放弃去赎回那块地的权利。
And so we see that this family member lost their claim to this redemption of the land.
我想在这里我们不用猜测说如果那人赎了那块地之后会发生什么事情。
And let's not go into theoretical events that if this family member had redeemed the land, what would have happened?
因为那个看应该不是圣经里面的重点。
Because that is not the point of this story in the Bible.
但圣经在路德记四章六节却讲出这个人的反应。
But in Ruth chapter 4 verse 6, it speaks on this person's response.
因为这个人说，那我不能，我就不能赎那块地了。
And he said that I cannot redeem it.
因为他说的原因是恐怕与我的产业有碍。
And his reason for that is because it would jeopardize his own inheritance.
我觉得这句话恐怕与我的产业有碍实在是非常扎心的话。
And I think that this phrase that otherwise I would jeopardize my own inheritance is something that breaks our hearts.
为什么说扎心呢？
Why does it break our
hearts? 我觉得我们今天我们多数神的儿女们在这一方面我们都有也是有同样的亏欠。
Because I think that this is something that happens in all of our lives as well.
因为当我们神要我们去赎回光阴的时候。
That when the Lord reminds us to redeem this time.
因为神说这个赎回一定是要付代价的时候。
That if you are to redeem the time, then you must pay the price.
结果我们的决定可能是说那我就不去赎回了。
And so maybe our response to the Lord is that we will not redeem this time.
我们原因很多时候都是说恐怕与我的产业有碍。
And oftentimes our reason is that it would jeopardize our own inheritance.
所以用我们今天的今天生活的话来说就是说可能与我自己所要追求的有碍。
And so in today's verbiage, it can be that it would jeopardize my own life goals.
好像我们有时候我们想要在事业上做得很大。
That maybe there's something great that we want to accomplish in this earth.
好像我们很多想要读很多的书。
And maybe we want to go through a lot of school.
好像我们想要说追求好的自己家庭的生活。
Maybe we want to have a good family life.
那我们就觉得说我们要先去做这些事情。
Maybe we feel that we must accomplish these things first.
我们就把神所看重的事情就放在一边。
So that we place aside the things that the Lord values.
不过我们请弟兄姐妹们我们不要误会。
So, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you to not lose hope.
神不是说要我们就不要去工作。
It's a misunderstand that the Lord is not telling us to not go to work.
叫我们不重视人与人之间的关系。
And to not have any social interactions.
叫我们不重视家庭的生活。
And to not look upon the family life.
神的意思并不是这样。
And this is not the intention of the Lord.
而说当我们在做这些追求的时候。
And as we do, as we follow the Lord,
我们应该都把这些事情呢放到神的光中。
We need to place these matters before the Lord.
就是调整我们这些跟神的旨意有关。
And so that we can adjust our point of view.
所以让我们所行的，我们都是跟神的旨意有关。
That our perspective can really follow after the purpose of the Lord.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
神在路德记这里面这个故事好像给我们看见说我们应该要调整我们自己的优先次序。
Through this event that we see through the book of Ruth, that it reminds us that we need to shift our perspective.
所以就是说我们现在是有赎回光阴的权利。
And that we have this right to redeem the time.
那我也应当去行出来。
And so we need to take hold of that and act on it.
全部感谢神这一段短短的经文里面。
And so we thank the Lord that through this short couple of verses,
神真是帮助我们在地上能过一个讨他喜悦的生活。
That the Lord is reminding us that we can achieve and that we can live a life that is pleasing to Him.
那我今天早晨的交通也就停在这里。
So that will end my sharing for today.
我们在一起有点结束祷告。
Let's have a closing prayer.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
谢谢你，真是用宝贵的话语提醒你的儿女们。
We thank you that through your precious words, you're reminding your people.
真是我们在这地上可以过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
Through our life here on this earth, that we can live a life that is pleasing to you.
我们也谢谢你，你的圣灵内住在我们里面。
We We thank you that your spirit resides within us.
所以我们可以与一同众弟兄姐妹们一同奔跑这一个路程。
So that with brothers and sisters that we can run this race together.
谢谢你把这些弟兄姐妹们安排在我们的旁边。
We thank you for giving us these brothers and sisters next to us.
我们可以彼此鼓励。
That we can encourage one another.
我们可以彼此带祷。
And that we can lift each other in prayer.
我们祷告就是。
And our prayer is this.
我们在这地上的生活。
That our life here on this earth.
能够叫你与这位爱我们的主得荣耀。
That our life can glorify you.
谢谢主爱我们。
And so Lord, we thank you for loving us.
谢谢你早晨与我们同在。
We thank you for being here with us this morning.
再把感谢赞美来归给你。
We give you all the praise and all the glory.
垂听我们这样的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉告主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray this in Jesus' overcoming name.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们接下来哈也有几件事情报告。
And so this morning we have some following announcements.
我们感谢神让我们在虽然在这疫情的时候我们仍然有不同的聚会。
And we thank the Lord that through this pandemic that we are still able to meet together.
虽然都是网上的聚会。
But even though there's online.
但是主实在是喜悦我们一同聚在他的面前。
But the Lord finds joy in us meeting together before.
我们知道主是灵。
And we know that the Lord is in spirit.
所以他可以在各处与我们同在。
That in any location that he can be with us.
所以我们真是彼此鼓励。
And so we encourage one another.
我们一起来继续参加周二、周五、周六主日的各样的聚会。
And that we can meet together on Tuesday prayer meetings, our Friday Bible studies, and our Saturday Southeast Bible studies.
那我们有儿童班的聚会也请弟兄姐妹来祷告。
And we also have the children's ministries, so we lift that up in prayer.
那要来的礼拜晚上哈，我们没有读经聚会，但是我们有一次全教会的交通聚会。
And this coming Friday, we will not be having our usual Bible study, but that we will have a fellowship meeting.
就是11月27号晚上7点45开始。
And that is November 27th, starting at 7:45.
我们请弟兄姐妹为这个交通聚会来祷告。
And so we ask brothers and sisters to pray for this fellowship meeting.
那交通聚会的所用的网站的信息呢，我们会请各祷告组长通知弟兄姐妹们。
And so, the prayer meeting group leaders, we ask that they notify the brothers and sisters on the method.
所以弟兄姐妹，请你们注意你们的电子信箱或是电话哈，那也这几天之内都会通知大家。
And so we ask brothers and sisters to please pay attention to just your emails and your form of contact.
要来的礼拜六就是11月28号呢，有一次周六的福音聚会。
And this coming Saturday, on November 28th, on the Saturday, there is a gospel meeting.
我们请弟兄姐妹为这个网上线上的福音聚会来祷告。
And we ask for prayer in this online meeting.
当你邀请福音朋友们的时候，你可以用到我们聚会的网站上看这个福音聚会如何上网的信息。
And brothers and sisters can go online to our website and there's the Zoom links.
可以把那个 Zoom link 的那个资讯呢发给你的你所邀请的福音朋友们。
And you can share this Zoom link with the gospel friends that you are inviting.
这一次福音聚会呢是张家昌弟兄会来传福音。
And this time our brother James Zhang will be sharing the gospel.
我们请弟兄姐妹们也为我们的弟兄祷告，也为这个聚会祷告。
And so we ask brothers and sisters to pray for our brother who's speaking as well as those who are attending.
那下个主日呢，也是有两位弟兄交通。
And next Sunday there is also two brothers who are sharing.
是王继远弟兄和吴坚辉弟兄。
Brother Qian Wang and Brother Qian Wu.
那翻译的是柯云弟兄和邵吴佩恩姊妹。
And Brother Ke Yun and Sister Audrey Wu will be interpreting.
我们请弟兄姐妹继续为着我们弟兄们和弟兄姐妹的翻译的服事来祷告。
And we ask brothers and sisters to pray for their services.
好的，我们也欢迎弟兄姐妹们常常到我们聚会的网站上，上面有很多代祷事项，
And we remind brothers and sisters that there are newly updated prayer requests and announcements on our website. And this will conclude our meeting today.
弟兄姐妹们，再见。
Brothers and sisters, goodbye.